The first leading danger that causes retirees to outlive their money. I'll explain next on Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio with New York Times best-selling author and your host, Doug Andrew.
This is Doug Andrew speaking to you, our incredible national audience, from our three-dimensional wealth studios nestled at the base of the majestic Rocky Mountains. This show is about empowering you, people and organizations that want to optimize their assets, minimize taxes, and empower their authentic wealth. Well, folks, in today's show, I am going to explain in this first segment the first leading danger that causes retirees to outlive their money. If you can stay with me through all segments, I'm going to share the second leading danger in the next segment, the third leading danger in the third segment, and then in the fourth segment, I'm going to connect the dots and talk about the difference between what wealthy people do, how they think versus people who do not have enough money, usually throughout their entire lifetime, and they will outlive their money, what they're doing wrong or how they don't think the way wealthy people do. Okay? So let's go to this first leading danger, because this is like part one of how to not outlive your money. Okay? Now, I've been a financial strategist and retirement planning specialist for nearly five decades, and I've noticed for that entire, you know, half a century that so many Americans were duped and frankly continue to be duped, I think, into thinking that they should defer paying tax on savings accounts like IRAs and 401ks. Why? Because, oh, you'll likely be in a lower tax bracket when you retire. Now, folks, that premise has not been true for more than 30 years for people who really do save. People who save money are not in lower tax brackets when they retire. And so why? If you don't understand this, it's because many people are going down the highway trying to achieve this destination we call financial independence. And they've got one foot on the gas pedal and the other foot on the brake pedal, and they don't know they're doing it. So what am I talking about? The foot on the gas pedal is putting money into tax-deferred accounts where you're funding it with pre-tax dollars into like 401ks or tax-deductible contributions into IRAs. It accumulates tax-deferred, and then later on when you access the money, now you agree to pay tax, but you think you're going to be in a lower tax bracket. But most people who saved much of any type of a respectable retirement nest egg have not found themselves in a lower tax bracket because of the other foot on the brake pedal their whole life. They were getting rid of those few tax deductions we have. They, of course, paid off their house. So they don't have that interest deduction. In retirement, you're not contributing money to those IRAs and 401ks. You don't have that deduction. The kids are gone, or if your adult children move back home, you can't deduct them anymore. You've lost that deduction. If you're a business owner, you don't have those deductions anymore. And what has Congress continued to do? They continue with their appetite of irresponsible spending and printing of money, which causes them to continue to raise tax or eliminate deductions. And so people find themselves in as higher tax bracket when they retire. So postponing tax is not a good idea. In fact, most people that came to me approaching retirement, because at retirement planning is something totally different than maybe what you did for retirement planning. And I was usually trying to free them from the tax trap. And I would look at them and their IRAs and 401ks, and I would say, are you planning your retirement or Uncle Sam's? In fact, sometimes I would tease people when they would come in for their first consultation, and I'd say, make sure you bring your after-tax IRA and 401k statements. And they would go, after-tax? And, you know, I knew they didn't have them. I said, oh, well, I'll calculate it for you. And, of course, they would be shocked when they would walk in and think that they were okay because they had accumulated, let's say, $1 million in their tax-deferred IRAs or 401ks, and then I would have to bear the bad news. That's not all your money. What? No, that's my account. See, my name's right there. I said, no, Uncle Sam has been your partner for the entire time period and will continue to be your partner. So, you know, if you've got $1 million nest egg and you think you're going to earn 10% even, you pull out $100,000 and you have to pay tax between federal and state income tax. 41 out of 50 states has a state income tax. And so most people in retirement would pay about a third in tax on that $100,000. They're only netting about, you know, $65,000 to buy gas and groceries, prescriptions, and golf green fees. The sad thing is, most retirees are not earning 10%. In fact, most broker dealers will tell their advisors, don't you dare illustrate any more than a 4% payout, because most people in retirement only average about 3.49%, according to a research, on their money in tax-deferred IRAs or 401ks invested in the market, because they buy and sell at the wrong times. Wall Street was never designed to create predictable income, and so these broker-dealers do not want to be sued for you outliving your money. If you bought and held, the best you might achieve is around a 9.14% rate of return, but that's before tax. After tax, you're only netting 6. So if you were earning 6% net, that would be $60,000 out of $1 million nest egg, $5,000 a month. Now, some people think that might be enough, but stay with me to the next segment, because $5,000 a month is not going to buy the same gallons of gas and loaves of bread in 5 years from now. You're going to need $10,000 a month to buy what $5,000 a month buys today. I'm getting ahead of myself, but that's a danger that is connected. That's the inflation, which is like a hidden tax. But see, this is why many times you will have articles that appeared in 2009 after the 2008 crash, where 40% of Americans, for the second time in a decade, lost about 40% in the value of their IRAs or 401ks. We had many people who accumulated $1 million by the turn of the century. They saw that $1 million nest egg, because of market volatility, go down to $600,000. It took 4 years to come back to $1 million. And then in one single year, 2008, it went down again. And so Time Magazine came out with this cover page story, Why It's Time to Retire the 401k. How clever. And what you could do instead. And of course, the author of that article, he was Stephen Gandel. And he said the ugly truth is the 401k is a financial flop. A rotten repository for our retirement reserves. Now, he was talking about the fact that people lost 40% again, which is the third danger I'll get to in the third segment today. And I was like, in 2009, no. The biggest reason why the 401k is a financial flop is because people are not in lower tax brackets when they retire. It would have been far better for them to pay tax on the seed money. If you were a farmer and you had the choice of buying your seed in the springtime and you didn't have to pay tax on what you paid for the seed, but you plant it, you cultivate it, you irrigate, you work hard in the fall, you harvest your crops and you sell them. Now you agree to pay tax on what you sell your harvest for. That's your traditional IRA or 401k. I would rather pay tax on the seed and enjoy the harvest without tax. And I can prove to you mathematically that if you think, like most Americans do, that taxes will likely be higher in the future, people don't really believe taxes will be lower. They don't even think they'll be the same. The vast majority of Americans feel like taxes will be higher in the future because of irresponsible government spending, the printing of money. And what's sad is, I had a cartoon years ago that showed this accountant looking out of the airplane at this poor taxpayer that is, free-falling without a parachute. And the accountant goes, oh, did I forget to tell you about the parachute? Well, what happens is a lot of CPAs and tax attorneys make the mistake of telling people, just continue to defer. You'll save tax this year. Well, if I don't want to pay any more tax this year, should I take any money out of my IRA or 401k? I'm over the age of 59 and a half. Well, if you want to reduce tax this year, no. Keep deferring until you're age 72 and then only take RMDs, required minimum distributions. And it's like, really? That's the worst advice for most Americans that I've ever heard. And so this is why we would help many, many people eliminate that danger of rising taxes by doing a strategic rollout, getting the taxes over and done with sooner than later, and repositioning the net after-tax money into something that's going to be tax-free from now on, and convert maybe 40 to 60% of your retirement income to tax-free. It doesn't even show up on the front page of your 1040 tax return.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
The second leading danger that causes retirees to outlive their money. Welcome back. Doug Andrew, Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. If you're just joining us, in the previous segment, I was talking about the first leading danger that causes most retirees to outlive their money. What is it? You probably can guess if you didn't even listen to that segment. It's taxes. Most people are not in lower tax brackets when they retire. And if you haven't noticed, Biden's agenda shows directly or indirectly taxes will be going through the roof, okay? Because this is what happens when they spend money. They've been spending not only double during COVID-19 what they brought in, but with the bills that they have successfully passed now, they will be spending 3.5 to 4 times what they bring in revenue. Let's just get real simple here. About 2 years ago, okay, the IRS brought in about $4 trillion in revenue, okay? They refund about $800 billion, and so their net income is $3.2 trillion. And because of COVID-19 and all of the stimulus stuff they did, they spent double that. Now, folks, if you were to spend twice as much as you make, how long could you do that? You'd be borrowing and paying exorbitant interest and all kinds of things, which is basically what the government is doing. But then as soon as they got the green light and had excuses, they call legislation stimulus packages. This is all they have to do is change legislation to spend money as the Inflation Reduction Act. Oh, really? And somehow it's going to get passed. So the second biggest danger, if you haven't figured out, is what I mentioned in the previous segment, is sometimes a hidden tax, but it's what we call inflation. Okay, so let's talk about why this is so critical and why you need to be super, super concerned right now about this danger. This is something that will affect everyone. And in my opinion, I think it will double the cost of living in less than 5 years based on the current true rate of inflation. Do you remember here about 2 years ago in CNBC, Barron's, Fox, Business, Bloomberg, Forbes, New York Times, Market Watch, they were all, about a year and a half ago going, oh, inflation is 4.2%. And I just smirked. I just thought, what? It's really like 12%. And I'll explain why here in just a second. And then it came out to be 5.8% later in the year. And they were thumping themselves on the chest. I'm talking about the government because they gave Social Security recipients a 5.8% increase or raise to keep up with inflation. Really? Now recently they've been saying, well, the true rate of inflation is 9.2, and then it went zero from 1 month to the next month, and so that now it's really only 8.5% average, and it's all this funny math. Let me just tell you something, okay? If you weren't aware, back in the 1980s, now I began as a financial strategist and retirement planning specialist in 1974. And I remember the Jimmy Carter years when inflation hit double digit because when inflation hit 10%, I was able to help my clients earn a 15.5%. Now, I've always been able to earn a rate of return greater than the inflation rate at the time by using a strategy that actually links your returns to the things that are inflating, okay, which is a topic, a strategy that I'm shocked more financial advisors don't understand, okay? But let's get back to what happened. And in the early 1980s, the government decided they could not afford to pay Social Security recipients, retirees, the actual CPI, Consumer Price Index, cost of living increase. We can't afford to do this. And so they decided to change the way they calculate inflation, just like lately they've been changing definitions of terms. What is really now a recession? What is inflation really? What is this now? You know, it's ridiculous. And so what they did is they changed it from comparing the same basket of goods and services to the identical basket of goods and services year to year, apples to apples. They changed it from apples to comparing to oranges. Meaning they actually can compare the price of an 8-ounce filet mignon steak last year to 8 ounces of hamburger this year because it's still red meat. And they basically do that. So when they made that change, if you look at the charts, and I have them on my various YouTube videos that talk about inflation if you search that, you'll notice that back in 1981, clear until 2021, we have this 40-year period, and the actual cost of living increase is like triple the CPI that was reported by the government. And so when they say inflation's 3, it really averaged more like 9. So when they came out in the spring of 2021 and they said, oh, inflation has gone over 4, I just went, no, it's really over 12. I mean, people could see that. They went to the gas pump and it was up 50%, okay? And then it continued to go up. And so when they said inflation was 5.8 or 6, it was over 18. And now they say it's, 9, it's over 27%. Just look at the price of gasoline, homes, used cars, prescriptions, on and on and on, okay? And so this is why for years as a financial strategist, I've been very interested in protecting people from the negative impact of taxes and inflation and market volatility. So if you don't understand rule of 72 math, if you had $1 million nest egg, why? Because maybe you socked away $125,000 and you were earning 7.2%. Okay. Rule of 72 makes this really easy. Your money will double every 10 years. And so $125,000 doubles to $250,000 and then to $500,000 and then to $1 million in a 30-year period. This is what maybe many people did to save for retirement. So you have $1 million nest egg, and let's say it's earning 7.2%. So you think you can pull out $72,000 and live, but you realize that you have to pay a third of that in taxes. A third of $72,000 is $24,000. You're not really getting $6,000 a month to buy gas and groceries. You're getting $4,000 a month. And so you go, golly, I'm going to have to tighten my belt. Well, because of inflation, if inflation was at 5%, you divide 5% into the rule of 72, and the cost of living will double in about 14.4 years. So a lot of people have been shocked because in 15 years, $4,000 only buys what $2,000 buys today, and all of a sudden they need $8,000 a month to buy the same gallons of gas and loaves of bread that $4,000 used to buy. And if people live 30 years in retirement, the cost of living doubles twice, and pretty soon they need $16,000. Late in life to buy what $4,000 did. Well, what about inflation at 7.2%? The cost of living will double in 10 years. What about 10% every 7.2 years? 12% every 6 years? What has inflation been? Higher than that. Inflation at 15%, it doubles every 4.8 years. Folks, this is real math. At the current real rate of inflation, the cost of living will be double in less than 5 years. So if you think you can get by on, you know, taking out $75,000 out of your IRAs and 401ks and only net $50,000, if you think you can get by on $50,000 today, you're going to need over $100,000 to buy the same gallons of gas, loaves of bread, prescriptions, and golf green fees that $50,000 buys today. That requires you to pull out twice as much out of your IRAs and 401ks. What is going to happen? You will outlive your money. You need to learn how to link your returns to the things that inflate. So even if you don't like inflation, like I don't, it doesn't hurt me. It helps me. This is why many people following our strategies. Last year when inflation was 15, they made 25 and even 61%.
This is 3-Dimensional Wealth Radio.